could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
If a fire breaks out in your home while you're asleep, how will you know? Smoke and heat build quickly, making every second count. A working smoke alarm can alert you to the danger and make the difference between life and death. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, and replace it every year. This message is brought to you by the United States Fire Administration, your local fire department, and WRUV FM Burlington.
Drunk driving is dumb driving. You or your parents bought that classy car you're driving, and it was not cheap. Make sure when you go out partying you have a designated driver to get you home safely to that car you're so crazy about. Don't be a dumb driver. This was a message from an older and wiser version of you. And your cat.
Good afternoon. You are now listening to WRUV FM Burlington. This is the show Dissection Theater. Now, before I go any further, since it is the top of an hour, it's time for the news and the weather. So, the news, I chose an item from a Vermont public website, and it's published 2 days ago on the website by William Williams English and Alicia Freeze, and the article is about, after 3 drownings, official urge caution at Vermont swimming holes. And I thought this is a pretty good, interesting news item, because you know, as it gets hotter out, you're going to see more people going to swimming holes. And that's what this article talks about, basically. And I'll summarize it. After 3 people drowned in Vermont waterways in the span of 5 days, officials are renewing calls for swimming caution. This past Wednesday evening, a man was found dead in Lake Champlain near the cliffs at Red Rocks Park in Burlington. Police have not been able to identify the victim. And the night before, a 30-year-old drowned further south in the same lake offshore from Basin Harbor in Fredericksburg. And several days prior to that, an 18-year-old drowned after jumping in the water at Bartlett Falls in Bristol. State police said that people immediately soon began to struggle but not able to pull them from the water. An average of 10 people unintentionally drowned a year, according to recent Vermont Health Department data. In 2024, 14 people died. The majority of the victims are white men aged 25 to 44, and most deaths take place in natural bodies of water, according to the department. The chief of Snow Mountain Rescue cautioned that Vermont's rivers and streams can be unpredictable, particularly after rainy periods. I like to quote him, just always be aware that rivers are dynamic and they're always changing from year to year, day to day, and week to week, depending on flooding and river conditions and water height, unquote. He also advised swimmers to always look before they leap. Large rocks or logs can be looking just underneath water. And he noted, agitated or bubbly water underneath waterfalls poses a big risk because it makes it hard to float. Adding to that danger, I like to quote him, underneath that waterfall is what's called a hydraulic, and that's a movement of water under the water surface, unquote. He explained, quote, it can trap a person under the water and pin him, unquote. He also advised that moss-covered rocks and swimming holes can be very slippery, so use caution. Regardless of a body of water, the Vermont Health Department emphasizes the importance of taking swim lessons, using life jackets, and keeping a particularly close watch on children in the water. The department also warns against drinking alcohol while swimming, suggests developing an emergency plan in advance, noting that the state's swim spots can be remote enough and that cell service and access to rescue equipment. The most important precaution swimmers can take is a simple one, which is don't swim alone. And this is an interesting article from Vermont Public website. I found it was a good idea to summarize it for the news item today. Now for the weather, courtesy of a National Weather Service website. Hang on. It's forecast to be mostly sunny with a high near 81 today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 61. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 91. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds with a low around 70. And Tuesday, showers with a high near 83. So it's going to be getting hot in this couple of days once again. So that's your news and the weather. Now for today's players. Hang on. I'm going to start off the top of this hour with a track from a band, Fondi, called Exiles and Masters. And that's a brand new album. And honestly, I've never heard Fondi. It was just brand new, just released. So I want to check that out. So I'm going to be spreading that. And I also have a couple of stoner rock tracks coming up after that. And I hope you enjoy today's show. There's some new tracks, so it's not an old school stoner shift. Desert rock, whatever you call it. But I hope you enjoyed today's show, so I'll start that first track, which is Zeros and Masters from the band Fondale.
When you face the light, you'll realize we're not.